look for something to happen. It's not present, but it's somewhere in the future. Where's the next minute? Because you don't expect what you already see. You expect what you don't see. You form a picture in your mind. And you look for all the signs that will lead to the thing you are expecting. Expect something's gonna happen. Expect means to awake, looking for or contemplate something. We expect something that we even bank on. We look for things that we desire. And we feel like it's going to happen one day. I'm not kicking the lottery, but some of us have played the lottery. Expecting to be one of the lucky ones. And don't call it luck, let's say one of the blessed ones. Because all good and perfect things come from the Lord. And when we look for it in the right manner, it becomes a blessing. Expecting something. We all came here today expecting. We anticipating that the Lord is going to meet me, even though you got it with you. He's going to meet me at Central Heights. And he's going to bless me in a way that no other way, no other thing can bless me. We came expecting a word. Anybody came here expecting a word? From the Lord. We didn't come to just associate with one another. But we need a word to sustain us through next week. We need a word that's going to help us when the devil comes against us in the future. We expect him to show up because the Lord said any time that the sons of God came together, he said the devil came also. Tell somebody he's in the house. I know everybody in here is saved and holy, but that's who the devil hangs around. He ain't hanging around the sinners. He already got them. He ain't gonna waste his time with them. He's gonna dwell on you to see if you're going to do what the word said you would do. Expecting. When we deal with one another, we expect something to happen. And when it doesn't happen the way we thought it ought to happen, sometimes we get upset. We don't act like we hold it. You condemning somebody here, you are working worse, acting worse than they are. You expect them to be holy. at all times. But you forgot you ain't holy all the time. We expect you to dot every I and cross every T. But we forgot, I missed a couple of I's and 1,000 T's. We come expecting to see the Lord. Yeah. And how do I see him? I see him through you and me. I didn't leave myself out. We are coming into God's house expecting some hope, expecting some deliverance, expecting some peace, expecting joy, expecting to be lifted up, expecting to be encouraged, expecting to do all of the good things. But I've been met with hardship. I've been met with misunderstanding. I've been met with troubles on every side. I've been met going up, going down. I've been met all over in the wrong way. But I'm expecting to be delivered one of these days. Somebody said, I know it won't be this way. Always. Cause I'm hoping and I'm looking for a brighter day. I'm expecting the Lord to move. Yes. Anybody expect the Lord to move? Yes. We live in hope for a better day on tomorrow. We all been expecting something or another. Your expectation may not be as big as mine, but we're expecting something. That says that blessed are ye. He told you to be expecting to be blessed. Yeah. If you fall under any of those categories that were listed in chapter 5, beginning at verse 1 of Matthew. He goes through those things saying, yet you're blessed. Yeah. In every situation, even if you're mourning, blessed.
Yeah.
You're looking to be uplifted. Uh-huh. Out of that distress. Yeah. Out of those concerns. Yeah. We're expecting Jesus to come in and replace our mourning with joy. Because the word said he's going to turn our mourning into joy. So I'm expecting joy. Because weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Anybody can say joy?
Joy.
I got sister-in-law sitting here named Joy. Joy. It's on his way. Tell somebody it's on his way. In fact, I already got it. I just need to let it out. Joy! Coming in the morning, boutique. Joy! And And since I have, I live in that hope for joy coming in the morning, I can make it through this. I can make it through that. Because joy is on its way. It says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you. They just pick on you. Criticizing you. Knocking you here and knocking you there. You fall down, and when you try to get up, they push you back down. Bless! How can I find some blessing out of that? Just look for it. The word said you're blessed. And maybe I just need to look in a different direction and find my blessing that's coming in this chaos. Find the blessing that's existing while I'm in the chaos. Because if you're making it, you're being blessed. It might be hard, but you're being blessed. Because if you won't take it out, and even if you will take it out, you're being blessed. For the word that blessed are those that died in the Lord. Yes. Nothing can happen to you without you being blessed. You just got to look for the blessing. Expect this. So expect people to kick your side. Expect people to knock you down. Expect people to criticize you and lie on you and deceitfully use you. Expect that. Don't act like you don't know this. The word says, and you know this. Since you know it, you ought to expect it. So from this day forward, we're going to act like real saints. I need to be crying tears of sadness, but I'm going to cry tears of joy. I'm going to see my problem as a blessing coming by you. You trying to destroy me, but God is turning it into a blessing. If you feel like it, everybody that can, just stand up and just turn around. He's turning around. Whatever the enemy meant for your destruction, God is turning it around. Expect the change. Somebody say, a change is coming, a change is coming. I'm looking for a brighter day. Said to Minister Sweatson in the office, we were talking about being blessed. And how was my week been? I said, I'm still here, so my week was good. I ain't got nothing else I can complain about. Because one thing, he doesn't let me live past 3 through 10. I'm supposed to have been out of here. But every second is a blessing. Yeah, yeah. I'm expecting to be blessed. Anybody expecting a blessing? Anybody been looking for one? Yeah. Yeah. It said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you. That don't sound good. Tell somebody that don't sound good. That persecute me, and I'm talking, you talking about being blessed? Why are you being persecuted? Don't look at the persecutor, look for the blessing. Because God promises to deliver me. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered. Yes. Anybody been delivered? Yes. Not out of some of them, but about out of every one of them, all of them. Everything that comes your way that's bad, God is going to deliver. I'm expecting that. Yeah, yeah. Because the word said so. And I know he can't lie. He won't lie. He has no need to lie. There's none greater than him. Help me keep up with time now. But it said, when they persecute you, and shall say all manner, whatever it is, whatever way that it be, evil can come against you. Excuse me. I told you a couple months back that when my tears of joy stopped going, my nose also stopped going. But I'm glad it can drain out, because if it stay in it, causes infection. So I'm being blessed by the devil trying to stop me from preaching God and delivering me. Find a blessing in everything. Expect to be a blessing in all of this. And so I do all manner of evil against you falsely. And it's for his sake. You're not going through for your sake. You're going through for the Lord's sake. The Lord trying to get some glory out of you. You feel like you ain't no good, but God sees some glory in you. And on the way to be revealed, you got to go through something. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I won't feel no evil. Because the Lord is with me. Anybody got the Lord with you? Yeah. Yeah. Then you ought to be expecting great things in your life. And here come again in that 12th verse, first word says, rejoice. From being persecuted, from being reviled and being criticized, rejoice. That's how you handle that. And if you rejoice, joy is going to come. Luke said one way you can get it is just leap. The very moment that you find yourself in these troubles, he said, leap. In that day. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for next week. Don't wait for week after next, but do it right then. and you will get your blessing. Rejoice to be exceedingly. Don't just be mediocre. Tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been good. Now if you're sick and run down, I can understand you say, Lord, you've been good. But if you're not sick and your voice is still good and clear, Psalm 100, verse 1 tells me to do what? Make a what? What is noise? We can boo-hoo loud. Okay. But if they make a joyful noise,
yes, yes.
Unto the Lord. You expecting your joy to come, you got to make some noise. He ain't gonna fill you with joy and then make you push it out of you. He filled you with joy. It's up to you to let the top open. He gave you the joy like a soda bottle and you shook it up. And then you opened it up. And when you opened it up, the soda started busting all out the seam before you even get the top off. Joy expected to be there. I'm gonna have to start winding this thing up. But expect this. He says that great is your reward in heaven. So what they're doing is blessing you in heaven with eternal blessings. Blessing that no man can take from you. Blessings that you can hold on to. Everything they're doing against you is being turned into a blessing. Be exceedingly glad. Overflowing. Don't just fill the cup, but let it overflow. Let it spill on somebody else. Let the joy keep on rolling like a river. Down your soul and out of your soul and onto somebody else. That they can catch on fire for the Lord. Come expecting this. He said, for so persecuted them, there's prophets before you. Tell somebody you ain't the lone ranger. Somebody else been through it before you did. And if they made it through, you can too. Expect this. They persecuted the prophets before you, so you look to be persecuted. Expect to be persecuted. But at the same time, expect your blessings that's coming from the persecution. One of these days, I'm going to go away from here. I'm expecting something good, brother. When I leave this place, I'm expecting to go to that place that Jesus said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. I'm expecting to go there one of these days. And I got great expectation. But when I get there, I want to see that city. New Jerusalem. That the Lord promised for me. I'm expecting to see Jesus, my Lord and Savior, who died for me, you and I, so that we could enjoy this place called heaven. We're expecting our reward in heaven. I'm expecting to see that city whose streets are paved with gold. That city whose walls are made out of the precious stone. I'm expecting to see that city where the water from the creek of Lot, the river on either side that's flowing down the city. There's a tree of life on every side that said it's good for the healing of a nation. The leaves on the tree. The fruit is bad 12 times a year and 12 kinds of fruit on that one tree. I'm expecting to see that city that described to John that had 12 gates. Three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the west, three gates on the south. 12 gates, 24 elders. I'm expecting to see that one that nobody could open the book but him, the book of life. I'm expecting in that city, glory be to God, the Lamb of God who light up the city. There'll be no sun, no moon by the night. The Son of God will be that light. Hallelujah. And there'll be no more darkness in that place. And God himself will come along and wipe away every one of my tears. I'm expecting, and there'll be no more crying there, be no more dying there. I'm expecting, I don't know about you, but I'm expecting to be there. I'm expecting, hallelujah, to rejoice in the Lord. I'm expecting God himself, hallelujah, to welcome me in that city. Yeah. Are you expecting? Anybody expecting to meet him in the air? I'm expecting. God is. Expect this. Expect it. He said it would, and it will. Be no more dying. No more crying. No more lying. No more negative things. But every day shall be Sunday. The wicked will cease from coming, and the weary soul will find rest. 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 I don't know about you, but I'm expecting. Let's shout it out 3 times. I'm expecting. I'm expecting. they all of them that went on before. I'm expecting. And I have plenty of time to find them. Because I'll be there forever and ever. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And all I got to do is to praise him. Hallelujah. Expect this. And 3 minutes is go. We're through. Give God some praise. That was good. But give him some praises like you expect him to be here tomorrow. Are they coming back? He's coming back. He's coming back. Yes, he is. We in Paris time. God bless you. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody in here go to the doctor? You go to the doctor expecting something, don't you? You take the medicine that they make expecting. Protection, healing, deliverance. Keep your expectation up. But also expect the good. Don't put blinders on and try to pretend it doesn't exist. Because when you do that, you're blocking out your blessing. Because you don't know what's going on because you deny it. But start thanking God for the blessing that's in the situation at hand. God bless you and have a smile upon you. Don't forget, we'll be on Zoom next Sunday. But and fifth Sunday is joint union at the Tabernacle. Sunday school 9:30. Service start at 11. And then the first Sunday is our annual men's day Sunday. So we ask you to come prepare for that as well. I think everything probably got the wet been in the past. Bring an extra $25 for the men's day, plus your regular offering that you use to give. Okay? That's setting aside. The $25 was set aside for men's day. And your regular offering is the must do. Anything else? Yes.
Packet that was given out, and I was able to bring them so the members of Central High. Okay.
Okay, all right. They told me to bring
it
just in case.
So as you leave, you haven't got a booklet for the conference. Come in here and find our last year. Then you may pick one up, okay, to take to your home. It has a lot of announcements in it as well for the coming events. Right. Anything else? Don't forget, as you exit, there'll be people to, for your deposit of your offering for today, if you haven't already paid them. Oh yeah, that's right. I've already voted. Anybody in here that has not voted for in the primary and you're eligible for voting in the primary, Tuesday is the last day you can do that. I think the polls close tomorrow. So Tuesday is the election day, the 17th. Go to your polls, cast your ballot. It's very important. Okay. The primaries are just, if not more important than the regular election, because the primary determines who gets to the regular election. Okay. And then those people will judge you and determine you and bid for you or gets you. But in that term, and they usually when they get in one time, they keep on sticking. And you have, if it's somebody bad, you stuck with them. And it's called, we didn't go to the polls. So go to the polls expecting to make a change. Okay. All right. And then when you go, after going to the polls Tuesday, gear up for November. Okay, you can't just stay home. You need to go to the polls and vote. And vote for somebody that's gonna help you.
Okay.
And afford to do
the house and
the family. All right. And we know who's been helping us down through the years with policies that govern our lives. Don't be deterred by the other negative things that have been said. Okay. They say one thing and do another. Okay, as Deacon Lewis said, we can't tell you who to vote for, but I can tell you who I vote for. I always vote Democrat. It's up to you to vote for who you want to vote for, but I hope you vote your conscience. Mm-hmm. Yes, but the Lord didn't expect them to give you the direction, but you already know what the Lord has given you to do. Let's do it. Okay. Everybody satisfied at this point? Stand to our feet then, give God the highest praise.
Hallelujah! Let the church
so glad
say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Thank God for all our business. Yeah. down to him as they will keep us in friends and us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak communion the Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, and abide us now in the chance forth and forevermore. Everybody say amen. Amen.
Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.